This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
We are on the phone with Ryan today. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, morning, guys.
So you went on a date with Nina, and obviously, because it's the second date update, you've got great things to say about your first date. Where did you go? What'd you do? And let's talk about it.
We just went out to dinner and a movie, you know, really simple. And we even made out a little bit after at the movie.
At the movie or after the movie?
During the movie.
During the movie.
Wow.
Whoa. Okay. So no idea where anything could have gone wrong?
No, I really don't. She just unmatched me a little bit after. So okay. It's hard. I honestly, I'm searching my brain. I have no idea.
Gotcha. Okay, well, the good news is you're on the second date update. We're here to help. That's what we do. We've got Nina on hold. She's not listening to us right now, but we're going to put you on hold, and you'll be able to hear us talk to her. So we'll ask her what her side of the story is, and then we'll conference you together, and we'll see if we can get you a second date. All right, Ryan?
Sounds good.
You're now on hold to pick up Nina. Good morning, Nina.
Good morning.
Hi, it's Gavin and Katie, and thank you for doing the second date update. We just got done talking to Ryan, the guy who you went on a first date with, and it sounded like a pretty good date.
It was a good date. It was a great date. It was, I feel terrible about this. I mean, we in many ways had an amazing time, and it seemed like there was a lot of chemistry.
Well, what's the problem?
Okay.
Yeah.
You're saying all the right things.
When we started kissing, it was terrible.
Like, he's a bad kisser?
It was one of the worst. I mean, I hate to... He was one of the worst kissers I've ever experienced. And that's terrible to say. I don't want to put it on him. Maybe it's just us.
Well, that's very nice of you to acknowledge that perhaps it's like you guys weren't jiving together.
Right.
But
what makes a kiss... Hold on a second. I'm going to bring Ryan in here because I feel like he needs to be part of this. Ryan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so there's your answer, as hard as that is to hear. I want to ask the question to Nina and Katie. What makes a kiss bad? Besides, like, breath. Was it breath?
It wasn't breath.
So what makes a kiss bad?
So it's probably different for every person, but somebody that has, like, very tight lips when they kiss, I don't like that.
Like a pucker?
Or just feels like they're not opening their mouth enough.
Okay.
I would add, it felt chunky.
Chunky?
And chunky or clunky? Yeah,
clunky and chunky.
Oh.
And
I've never heard a kiss described as chunky before.
I know. Well, it's such an ephemeral thing, right? And I felt like, well, what I didn't feel was, you know, the butterflies.
Yeah, stimulated.
And the wanting more.
I get that.
Was it because it was during the movie?
It's a good question.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, Ryan, what did you think of the kissing?
It feels like it's got to be something else. I'm not sure buying this excuse.
Well,
I mean, that would be a pretty harsh excuse.
The kissing?
Yeah. Like, you could, if she wanted to make an excuse, she could say a million other things that are easier
really
to tell a person.
To be honest, yeah.
Then I hate the way you kiss.
That's a good point, Ryan. And let's assume for a second that she is lying. I don't think you want to hear that. So
exactly.
Okay. So this is definitely not going to be a second date, right, Nina?
I don't think so. Yeah. I just feel like, you know, I want to say I don't like the way we kiss.
That's a very...
Which makes me think I'm not going to like the way we do other things. It was a turnoff.
Oh.
I don't think I can come back from it.
Okay, final question. Is a kiss kind of an indicator of how they would be at sex?
I think probably.
Nina, do you agree with that?
I do.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think it is. It shows a comfortability and also the ability to read the other person.
Maybe a lack of mechanics.
Yeah, something.
All right. Well, Ryan, we apologize, but there's your answer in what could only be described as a chunky and clunky second date update on the Wake Up Call.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.